At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
A new study found that lifestyle changes could prevent most cases of liver cancer. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Booze, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, there's small both change. Versions, because you can have fatty liver just because of food and sodas and all that stuff. It's actually shocking how big, sadly, how much it used to be. Like, if you had a liver problem, you could almost guarantee you just booze.
Booze,
but now,
right.
With the food, there's a lot of people that have liver issues. They're like, I don't even drink.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. Right? Yay.
But that's more proof that just little changes and little actions have a great impact.
Sure.
In fact, that happens in other factions of life.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more 1 minute cleaning tasks you should do right away. You know, experts say you want your bedroom to be a sanctuary. So here's what you do. After you get finished having a little me time, don't just toss that tissue on the bedside table. Take it to the bathroom and dispose of it properly. Also, wash your hands.
I mean, he's not wrong. It's one of those things that feels like it should go without saying.
Yes. It should right. Go without saying.
You should be ashamed of that thing being out there. Make it go away. Clean it up. 1 minute cleaning tasks that you should do right away. There's a handful of these different things, and they break them up into different factions all around the house. They say in the kitchen, Miles, I'm sure that you do each and every one of these things, man.
Okay.
That you should do right away. Put the dish in the dishwasher.
Yep.
Rinse it off real quick.
Where else do you put it?
Leave it in the sink.
Oh.
Sometimes it ends up on the
but I'll need that sink later. Yeah, that's my thing is, like, I'm going to need that sink for something else.
Right.
So it doesn't stay there. It just it's part of the process of getting to where it's going.
What should you do right away? Wipe up that that spill that you made on the counter.
Yep. I'm very anal about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I've spilled because I'm doing something, and then I will finish that particular task, and then I'll immediately wipe it.
Sure, you can finish the task, but yeah, definitely.
You know, if I'm cooking something out on the stove and it's splashing a whole lot, like, I'm not going to sit there and wipe it up after every splash that gets down there. Like,
I kind of do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. It just bugs me.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just bugs. Okay. Maybe from years of cooking in restaurant kitchens or something, but tend to be very tidy. Very tidy in the kitchen and very, very well thought out.
Okay.
I have everything I need before I start preparing whatever.
Scrub the kitchen sink after washing the dishes at night. I'm sorry, dear. I will get on that more.
I just cleaned the sink yesterday. Yeah. I don't do it every time, but I was looking at the sink like this. No. Come on. Let's clean this bad boy up.
Yeah. And I do feel good when I've got a good soaped up sponge that just you get the soap marks all throughout the sink, and then you rinse it all off like, okay, we're clean.
Yeah, there's that weird satisfaction.
There is. Wipe down the inside of the microwave if your food splatters.
Especially at work.
Yeah.
Please.
That would be very helpful.
Other people use it.
Criminy. Public settings, that should go without saying.
I say it all the time. I have lived with roommates who are super clean freaks. But we all agreed the common areas had to stay a certain type of clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was just right. Like, if you want to be a mess in your room, go ahead. But it's common area.
Dry the dish that you just washed and put it away. Again, these are 1 minute ruled cleaning habits that you should always do right away.
Sometimes.
There are times when
I'll let it air dry.
I kind of like halfway do the dishes.
I have
and let it air dry.
What do you call that? Like the little pad next
the rack.
To it? Yeah.
That's what
I have dishes sitting in. I mean, they're clean. But they're definitely sitting there. But I've been looking at them like, hey, I don't know, man. They don't migrate by themselves. I know this.
Well, isn't there also, like, there's a study that says that air drying is actually, bacterially speaking, better?
Probably because the rag you're using inevitably is going to have bacteria on it, right?
Yep. There's just, and it's not a ton of them, but some of the, like, bowls, right? Like, I'm just like, well, I'm going to use it again in, like, the next day or two.
Yeah, agree. Yeah.
Wash the cutting board. That is one that I
am.
Yeah.
Put it in the dishwasher.
Put it in the dishwasher.
If it's not wood.
Yes.
I only have wood.
Don't put it in the dishwasher.
Don't put it in the dishwasher. Yeah.
The problem is that now there's specific uses for the for the wood ones. When you go with wood, it's better for your knives. However, you have to set aside different cutting boards for different things.
Right, meat versus this. Versus I know. This. Right.
I didn't know this. It's a doggone cutting board.
Well, again, just working in restaurants, it's like embedded in my head. I don't care if people do it. I just do it because that's just how I know to cook.
I don't care about it. I don't taste the onion on the strawberry that you apparently can't either. Empty crumbs from the toaster oven or the toaster? Yes.
I get around to that.
Yeah.
At some point, you're just like, what in the hell? Did somebody shoot bread with a shotgun? Like, what? My God.
Take out the trash.
Yes.
Yeah, it needs to get to a certain point. Basically, what was it, Miles? Like, if you're about to push it down, take it out.
I'll push it down one time.
One push.
One time.
All right. For me, it depends on what I'm pushing down.
Thank you. I was just about to say that. Depends, too, right? Like, if I'm making chicken and the empty chicken package is in there, we got to get that out the next morning. You know what I mean?
Fish bones, anything like that. Shells from this. Mm-hmm. Shrimp.
Yeah. We do have a certain day where it's clean out the fridge day, and it doesn't matter if there's one thing that goes in that garbage can. It's going all the way out.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That does not sit under my sink.
Do you have any of the, what do you think's in that Tupperware game?
I get to play that game. We don't ever have to think about what's in there. However, she sets it out and says, take care of that when you got a second, and then leaves. And I'm glad that we did this because as long as I'm taking care of it, we still have Tupperware containers.
Boom. Right. In other words, the whole thing.
That's right. She is so doggone ready to throw the whole freaking thing away. Like, man.
Right.
Decant pantry items.
Decant?
That, yeah, like get some of the stuff out of there.
Okay.
You'd be like, you know that one jar of gravy you keep saving is you're going to make mashed potatoes at home?
One day?
No, you're not.
No, that gravy's out of date. Yes, I am speaking from personal experience.
Speaking of that, Miles went to a store today to get some chocolate milk, right?
Oh, God.
And he buys chocolate milk.
Oh, God.
He sits down in the car. He did not sip it, but he reads the it was at Best Buy May 25th.
I'm like, I'm not drinking this.
No.
Yeah, I was like, dude, do not do it, man.
I think I know where you were.
Yeah.
Like, man, I really wanted a chocolate milk.
I know that's all he's talking about. He finally did it. Even when he walked back, he's like, I finally got chocolate milk.
Was it
Best Buy
there?
May 25th. Okay.
Was it over there?
Yeah. Yeah. You know the store.
Chocolate milk. My buddy did that to me backstage Friday night.
What's that?
We're like eating a catering, and they're like, we got this, we got that. And he's like, I'm going to get another glass of chocolate milk. And I was like, all right. Okay.
Why not?
It just seemed like an odd call. He's like, I love chocolate milk. I was like, you're right. They have all the chocolate milk you could want.
They go to the dining room, wipe the table after you eat, push the chairs in, toss the dying flowers as soon as you notice them. Yeah.
I tried to get them.
Oh, so like before they even look weak, you notice them, throw them out of the house?
Yeah, that's right. Get them out.
Get them out.
Damn flowers.
Sorry, honey. Mike said to.
In the bedroom, put the earrings back in the jewelry box rather than on the dresser. Miles, I know that you have that issue.
I do it every night.
Just get it done, man. Yeah. Hang the jacket in the closet. I get
you what in the closet?
I hang the jacket. Oh.
See that on the bed.
Hang your coat in the closet.
But the couch, the back of the couch works so well.
It does.
It's like it's made for holding jackets.
And I've got my closet clothes that I'll pull it down and, you know, I look good for the day and then I'm tired at the end of the day. So I specifically throw it on my bed because if I don't, it's going to sit on the back of the chair.
Yep.
It's going to sit over here. No. Put the dirty socks in the hamper rather than on the floor or under the bed. Put your dirty socks in the hamper. Don't cram it to the bottom. Don't worry. They know. Just put it in the hamper.
Don't worry. They know. That's for all the teens out there listening. Jesus.
In the living room, bring the popcorn bowl from the living room to the sink after movie night. Yeah.
Always.
Put the sweatshirt, cardigan, sweater away when you leave the room rather than leaving it on the couch, Dad. It literally has it on there.
I'm so guilty of that.
Take the blanket back to its final resting place, whether it's a basket, whether it is on the back of the couch, wherever it's at.
Fold it up.
Yep. Put the remote away. Put the remote away.
What is putting it? To me, it just goes back on the coffee table.
Well, a lot of them sink into the couch. They'll sit on the back of the couch. They'll fall off the side.
I'm pretty good about that. Like, my wife will leave them on the couch, and I just don't, because between the dog and the kids, it drives me crazy when the dog jumps on the couch and then my TV turns off or the channel flips or it takes me to some screen I've never seen before. So I'm like, just put it on the table that is directly in front of us.
And then I'll leave you with this last 1 minute rule cleaning habit that you should do right away because it is one of my biggest pet peeves. Put the DVD, the game, the movie, whatever, back in its case, and the case back in its place. Whatever movie it is, game it is, should correspond to the case that you put it in. Because the number of times that I open a doggone movie case, I want to watch Wild Hogs, and I open it up and it's Sausage Party. I don't want to watch that.
It's better than Wild Hogs.
Yeah.
They're both fine.
Yeah, my kids have like, there's seven, I don't know, cases for whatever Nintendo Switch games that they used to play.
Yeah.
I went through all, one of them had a game in it, and it wasn't the game that's a, seriously. Oh, I'm just like, guys, come on, man. And I have no idea where they are.
That's why I've gone strictly digital now. Like, I ain't even messing with it. It's all digital.